Welcome in. It's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Plachetka, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
We're hoping that people are attentive and listening to this program 100% and they're focused and they're not kind of listening while on their phones at the same time, scrolling and doing things on devices, right? We want to make sure that they're paying attention, as that kind of ties in with what we're talking about, screen time today.
That's it, exactly. You know, so many parents come into the office and they say, I cannot get my kid off of the iPad, phone, whatever, you know, the games. But, you know, I don't know, Mike, did you ever hear the more things change, the more they stay the same?
Sure.
And, you know, about when I was much younger, I thought, that doesn't make sense. You know, how can it be the same? But here's an example. When my dad was little, it was only the radio, right? No pictures, no nothing. You know what his mother scolded him for? Listening to the radio while he was supposed to be in bed, or doing chores and homework, or repeating something he shouldn't have repeated. So, okay, so I thought, oh, that's old-fashioned. Then when I was a kid, you know, we had TV. Okay, there we go. I got in trouble for the same things. I wasn't in bed when I was supposed to be. I was distracted from my homework. And my parents took away both Lassie, because we cried during it, and the Three Stooges, because we imitated it.
Oh.
We were not supposed to do that.
Poking eyes out.
Oh, yeah.
He slapping noses.
Yeah, they really, you know, making that crazy noise. They really didn't like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, today's parents are talking about the same thing. You know, when I was working in schools or in my office, they're saying, I can't get them to do what they're supposed to be doing. They're glued to the screens. They're glued to, you know, one more minute. I'll be done in a minute.
Right.
So it's the pattern. So what we need to be thinking about when we talk about this is that it's nothing new, and you're being a good parent. It's very effective to be able to say, I'm putting limits on this. We don't have to say, oh, that we should just let them have carte blanche, because that's kind of what the media is promoting, is this is the way to learn things.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that where some problems can come in with screens is health can suffer, focus and attention can suffer, relationships, and sometimes character, because sometimes you get to places on the internet or with certain devices that really are beyond the appropriate age level, or just inappropriate in general.
Sure.
One of the National Institutes of Health announced that the research shows that there is impact on brain development. So there's a reason to limit it, because focus, concentration, mood, and mental well-being are all affected. And physically, we're not out running around. So some of the muscles, some of that coordination, even the memory part of learning that comes from exercise after information can be limited, because we're not moving about as we could be. It also is more difficult to be creative by yourself. Healthy use, though, of screen time is to create things, collaborate, build communication. You know, many grandparents live far away, you know, or families communicate. One dad on an article I read said that his daughter texted him every day and gave him a little information about school day. He goes, I wouldn't have gotten that otherwise.
Yeah. There are good uses, of course, and ways that you can, you know, benefit, learn, and make it productive. But especially this time of year, this is when you want to at least have parts of the day where you put that down and you get outside and do a few things to just kind of get the blood circulating and get a little exercise
going. Right. Do a little break from the exercise, not exercise just a little bit.
Yes.
Well, I had lunch with somebody yesterday who was quite a bit younger than me, and she was saying, when we go out to eat, when we have our dinner, our phones are off unless there's a crisis. We can't concentrate on each other, and I think that's an important thing to do.
Sure.
I do think it's important to be very consistent with your guidelines for for younger kids, and then as kids get older, incorporate them in the decision making, but also still have some limits. They don't belong, but stuff doesn't belong in the bedroom, because you can't know what they're doing at 2 a.m.,
right,
and that'll keep them awake. Think about healthy online experiences. Be very open about don't trust anybody who says anything. And set boundaries so that they can be making some really healthy choices. They're going to get plenty of screen time. They're going to get plenty of information, but they also need the human contact.
Sounds good. Yeah, human contact. Too many people are just kind of staring down at their palm and not making that eye-to-eye contact, which is kind of a lost art in some ways.
It is.
All right, that's pretty much all the time we have for today's show. We hope you can go online to find out more at safeharboril.com. You can find out what we talked about today, maybe get a few extra resources on the topic. And don't forget to join us again next week for another edition of Your Life Matters with social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll see you next week.